Magic Land! I'll remember!
She wanted to run, flee away from the stones, away from the power that started to surround her body. Instead, Myra raised her voice and chanted, Ancient stones and ancient power, take me safely to Lizzie this hour. Keep me safe and from harm's way, from prying eyes and the light of day. If the ancients will it so, take me now and let me go. The earth trembled beneath her feet. She stepped forward. Fear slammed into her from all sides. Air filled her lungs before expelling in a near scream. From the corner of her eye, she witnessed Duncan draw Tara tight to his chest. The power within the circle, held steady by the stones entrusted only to her family, roared. She couldn't escape. This was her destiny. Dread slid up her spine and burst in her head, followed by an eerie sense of calm. Myra squeezed her eyes shut. Magic Land, Elizabeth McAllister. Oh, God! The earth fell away from her feet, and time swept her away.
Amnesia. Who believes in that shit? Some woman woke up on the island of Atlantis, smack dab in the middle of Magic Land before the first employee arrived, and Todd needed to take the report. It sounded like a case for an ambulance chaser. Scammers came in all shapes and sizes. This one had scammer written all over her. Someone was always searching for a way to make a quick buck. Officer Todd Blakely asked the elderly woman at the reception desk of Anaheim General Hospital where the ER had taken Jane Doe, then made his way to the elevators. He walked past the nurse's desk and smiled at the blonde behind the counter, who eyed him up one side and down the other. Obviously, she liked what she saw. He didn't know if it was him or the badge and uniform. The department called them badge bunnies, women who went out of their way to gain the attention of anyone in a uniform, police or fire, they didn't care which. The men often took advantage of the women's attention, which explained the high divorce rate among the ranks. Todd walked towards room number 840 to visit Jane Doe. Behind the slightly open door, he heard a small laugh. The sound was a little happy for someone who woke without a memory. He glanced through the doorway and saw Miss Amnesia sitting up in bed. The flat-screen television, held onto a platform by a C-arm, swiveled in front of her. Her hair, the darkest shade of brown fringing on black, travelled down past her shoulders all the way to her elbows. Her deep umber eyes sat atop beautifully shaped cheeks and plump lips that smiled about whatever she watched. Todd felt the air leave his body. Jane Doe was drop-dead beautiful. Impulsively, Todd straightened his shoulders and forced his jaw into a hard edge. He would have to watch his step. Women as stunning as the one in front of him had a way of disarming the strongest of cops. The woman in the bed hid a smile behind her hand. Todd's mouth ran dry.
Sweet Jesus!
The pressure behind her eyes slowly disappeared. The nurse called the little white pills ibuprofen. Not that she understood what that was exactly, but she consumed it nonetheless. All of Tara's coaching worked thus far, leaving her to believe all else would fall into place. Myra sat back and once again replayed the conversation she and Tara had shortly before leaving the 16th century.
They will probably take you to a hospital and run a bunch of tests. Let them, and for God's sake, don't act like they're trying to hurt you. They aren't. Amnesic patients remember day-to-day things, not just who they are or the people around them.
But I won't know those day-to-day things, Myra said.
I know. When in doubt of what to say, say nothing. Act innocent. You don't remember anything. Name, home, family, nothing. Someone will eventually call the police. Tell them my sister's name, and they will take it from there.
I'm frightened, Tara. I know. I was too when I first came here.